It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hey, for the last time in 2023, Larry, how you doing?
I am doing okay. Since we last spoke, we spoke on the day before, I guess it was the day before Christmas Eve, the last time we spoke. And Christmas has come and gone, and it left a couple of records, though it's not the records that we might expect at this time. We might expect a big snowstorm or some kind of minus 30 degrees or something like that. But no, it wasn't that. However, Christmas Eve set no less than two records. Actually, there's three records, but the third one is one that probably only the Weather Service knows about. Anyway, the most obvious one on Christmas Eve was that the temperature reached up to 48 degrees, which broke the previous record. I thought it was interesting that the previous record was set in 1881. And all this time, it stayed as a solid record until it got broken this year. Then, if that wasn't enough on Christmas Eve, if you remember, we got a lot of rain. And the rain amount that fell, 0.85, that's more than 0.8 of an inch of rain, also was record-setting. So, like I said, that was an impressive record. The next day, Christmas also set a record for the warmest temperature at 46 degrees, but not quite as warm as Christmas Eve. I thought it was a bit clever what some of the locals came up with and saying, okay, well, thanks to the strong winds and gale warnings that was going on, we did not get a white Christmas, but we did get a white cap Christmas. And I thought that was kind of clever. If we continue to take a look at the weather statistics of December of 2023, they are nothing short of being amazing. The temperature this entire past week was way above normal. Matter of fact, the Weather Service recently said that we went 150 hours of continuously above freezing. Now, it's not unusual that they come out in the wintertime with 100, 150 days or hours or something like that, but it's usually the other direction. But here it is, 150 consecutive hours above freezing. Well, if you put that together with the weather stats that was from earlier in the month, December could be. We're not quite over yet, but December could be very, if not 30 degrees as an average, very close to 30 degrees. Now, where does that stand? All-time record for December was 32.7, and that goes back to 1877. No other Decembers have come close to that. The closest one that happened in this century happened, well, I shouldn't say this century, I said just this 120 years. The closest one since 1900 happened in 2015 when it was 26.4. Look at the difference between that and 32.7. Well, I think we are going to end up number two on the all-time list, somewhere around 30 degrees as an average. Quite amazing. But if you look back over the whole year, there's a lot of other things that makes 2023 quite an amazing year with weather. Back to last winter, you know, we're quick to forget because of the way the situations are right now, but we're quick to forget that it was the winter of 22-23 that set the record for the most snowfall ever recorded in Duluth at 140 inches. And then Mother Nature turned things around, and we went through several months of drought during the summer. Along comes September, and we almost set a record for the wettest month of the on record completely, certainly the wettest September, over 10 inches of rain. Okay, so back we go back and forth with various things. Certainly weather is to be observed at this time. One other statistic that kind of creeped up on us, though if you were out in it, you would have noticed it, that we got a rain besides just on Christmas Eve. We got rain on other days, too. We got about 1.75 inches of rain since we last spoke. Putting that together with what we had before, we now have over 3 inches of rain, which is means December of 2023 not only is the warmest, but probably one of the wettest. Very, very interesting. One thing that also got overlooked because of all the clouds and rain is we couldn't see much of the full moon that happened this past week. We might be able to now see the waning gibbous moon over the next few nights because we are going to get some clearing. But anyway, yes, keep watching the weather. It is very interesting. The seasonal total snowfall at this point is not even 7 inches when we normally have over 30 inches. So we may be going from a winter of record-setting snow to a winter of least snow. We'll see what happens. Other things of note, we're coming to a very interesting time in astronomically. We tend to call January 1 as New Year's Day. And as far as I can tell, it's just kind of an arbitrary date that was chosen. Some say it was chosen because it was named after the god Janus, J-A-N-U-S, and he was the god of passageways, and we are beginning a new passageway. And if you ever see statues of Janus, they show him with a face on both sides of the head. We look forward and we look back. And maybe that was the reason why January 1 was chosen as beginning. It seems a bit arbitrary. However, there are a couple things in nature that are going on that I think make January 1 a pretty good time to start the year. One of them is we just recently had the winter solstice. Another one, though, the other two are even more appropriate because they happen in early January every year. One of them is this. All this time throughout the month of December, the sunrises kept getting later. We are now having sunrise at 7:54 a.m. That is the latest sunrise of the whole year, starting in early January, shortly after the first of the year. We start having sunrises earlier, which, of course, goes along with having a new year. But to me, the real sign of a new year is perihelion. Perihelion is the time in which our planet going around the sun is closest to the sun of the entire trip. Our orbit is not a perfect circle. It is an ellipse. There are times when we are closer and times when we're further away. Well, on January this year, perihelion, on January 2, we will be the closest to the sun as we will be any time. And I think that is a pretty good time to start the new year. So happy perihelion, because the next time we speak will be after perihelion. Other things of note, when the weather gets mild, I tend to be a little bit lax in keeping up the bird feeders. I think bird feeders are largely done for our sake. We want to watch the birds. They really don't need it. And when the weather has been as it has been, there is food available. And they'll come to feeders somewhat, but they don't need to have it. So, but nevertheless, besides all that, I still have been seeing chickadees, nuthatches, woodpeckers, blue jays, and they'll probably continue. What I have not yet seen, more than just a single sighting, was any finches coming to the feeder. But I'll be on the lookout for those. During some recent driving on my road here, I passed an apple tree that still had some old rotten apples on it, and sure enough, one of them was being fed on by a pileated woodpecker and another one being fed on by a robin. So there is food that's out there available. Other things of note, there are a few critters that depend on the snow. I think the voles have been having a pretty tough time. They can find tunnels and they can get underneath the grasses and the leaves and so forth on the ground pretty well on their own, but they pretty much rely on getting under the snow. Another one is a rough grouse. Rough grouse will bury themselves in a drift, and they haven't had many drifts to do so. And then there is the poor snowshoe hare, which turned white in preparing for the snow, and there's not much snow. The moisture has had another impact, which I think was interesting, and that is I think walking through the woods in these last several days have just been remarkable to note how much of that rain, that moisture, got absorbed by the lichens that grow on the trunks of the trees. And the lichens, which normally are kind of a blandish color of greenish blue, have swallowed up and become more colorful. Same way with the mosses on the ground. And then recently, as I was walking, I found a jelly fungus that also took advantage of that, looking like it was dead. But as soon as the moisture came, it absorbed it. And then the biggest surprise of all is I found a new mushroom in the yard in the last few days. All these are examples of opportunists taking advantage of the rain. So it's always the same with Mother Nature. If we cannot do one thing, you can always do something else. So happy perihelion, and have a good one. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Interesting stuff as always. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.